AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At the talks in Switzerland over Iran's nuclear program, the negotiators can't even seem to agree on what to say in a yet-to-be-released statement. Our Matt Lee is there.
The two sides appear to be deadlocked. In the most immediate issue, they don't seem to even be able to agree on what they can include in a joint statement that would say that they have made progress and have succeeded in establishing an understanding to move forward to a final agreement, the deadline for which is the end of June.
Among other things, there are still differences over Iran's research and development as it relates to uranium enrichment and over the relief from economic sanctions that Tehran would get in exchange for agreeing to a deal. If you were on a plane that was going down, would you take a cell phone video of what was happening around you? Somebody did on board that German passenger plane that slammed into the French Alps last week, according to news organizations overseas.
The chance that this video actually appears, that it was taken out of the rubble, is very slim. But I can confirm you from all what we've gathered and all what we've seen, it's true.
Reginald Lesommier is the deputy editor of the French magazine Paris Match, which, along with the German newspaper Bild, says it's seen the video, though they're not revealing anything about who showed it to them. Investigators say they have not found such a video. Lesommier was on the Today Show. Iraq calls it a magnificent victory. The defense minister says Iraqi forces have pushed Islamic State militants out of Tikrit, seen as a key step toward driving them out of Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq. The 17-year-old son of a Canadian diplomat has been killed in a Miami drug deal gone bad, according to the boy's father. He says the boy was killed when he went into a house to buy marijuana. This is AP Radio News. The harsh winter may have hurt hiring. Here's our Tim McGuire.
For the first time in more than a year, monthly hiring fell below 200,000 in March. Payroll processor ADP has found American businesses added 189,000 jobs, down from the 214,000 added in February. One possible factor in the slower increase, several winter storms that hit the country last month. The figures are out ahead of Friday's government report, in which economists predict will show an increase of 250,000 jobs. Tim McGuire, Washington.
NASCAR is now saying it's disappointed by the religious freedom legislation in Indiana that some say allows discrimination against gays. The NCAA, which is headquartered in Indianapolis, says it is concerned as well, concerned about the law's effect on future events in Indiana. The Dow's down 186 points. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.